Let's read together Numbers chapter 11, verses 1 through 15. Now, in this first section of Numbers chapter 11, we have the record of the children of Israel complaining about their problems and provisions in their wilderness wanderings. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 9. Numbers chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now, when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, for the Lord heard it, and his anger was aroused. So the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some in the outskirts of the camp. Then the people cried out to Moses, and when Moses prayed to the Lord, the fire was quenched. So he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord had burned among them. Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes." Now the manna was like coriander seed, and its color like the color of bdellium. The people went about and gathered it, ground it on millstones, or beat it in the mortar, cooked it in pans, and made cakes of it, and its taste was like the taste of pastry prepared with oil. And when the dew fell on the camp in the night, the manna fell on it. Let's begin our study of Numbers chapter 11 with some background notes. The book of Numbers covers the events and the experiences of the children of Israel during the 40 years between their exodus from Egypt and their entrance into Canaan at the time of the conquest. Remember, they wandered in the wilderness for those many years because of their sin, their rebellion, their grumbling and murmuring, and their unbelief. We read a lot about these sins of the wilderness in the book of Numbers, especially in chapters 11 through 16. Here in chapter 11, we have the sin of complaining. Now, why did God record these sins of the wilderness in Holy Scripture? Well, God tells us why in the New Testament. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. "Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall." So we see that God preserved the record of the sins of the wilderness in his word, not just to give us an accurate record of what took place, but to give us a warning that we don't commit these same sins. If we commit the sins of the wilderness, we too will be kept from enjoying the blessings and joys and victories of the abundant life that the Lord wants to share with us. If we commit the sins of the wilderness, we will wander in the wilderness of Christian experience and miss out on the abundant life. Now remember, we are not talking about salvation here, but Christian living. Salvation has to do with receiving Christ as your personal Savior because he died on the cross for your sins. The sins of the wilderness have to do with sin and rebellion and unbelief in the Christian life. God not only wants us to become Christians, but to be Christians. He does not want us to wander in the wilderness of Christian experience. Complaining is certainly one of the sins that will keep us in the wilderness and keep us from the joys and blessings and victories of the abundant life that the Lord spoke about in John chapter 10. "I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." John chapter 10, verse 10. Certainly more we could give for background here. Well, let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points from this first section of Numbers chapter 11. So doctrinal point number one, the sin of complaining results from discontent in the human heart. The sin of complaining results from discontent in the human heart. In verses 1 through 9 of Numbers chapter 11, the verses that we just read, We see that the people complained about their problems and their provisions. What kind of problems? Just the normal hardships of life. Hot weather and having to move when they didn't want to move, or having to stay at the same place when they wanted to move on and have a change of scenery. Remember, they were traveling in the Sinai, where it can get quite hot. And they were following the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. They moved when the cloud moved, day or night. And they camped when the cloud stopped, sometimes just overnight, sometimes for months. Read about them following the cloud in Numbers chapter 9. Obviously, there would be certain hardships and problems along the way as a result. And I think we probably would have complained as well. Hey, we just got here. I don't want to move. It's hot. I mean, we complain about the heat even when we have air conditioning, right? But the Lord was displeased with the complaining about their problems. And he's displeased today when we complain about our problems. In fact, as God had to discipline his people then with the fire of the Lord, so he disciplines his people today when we complain. Remember Hebrews 12:6 about discipline. Hebrews 12:6, for whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. And verse 11, now no discipline seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. So let's not complain about our problems. Remember Numbers 11:1, great verse to memorize. I have my students at Emmaus memorize it as a mini verse. When the people complained, the Lord was displeased. Now we see in Numbers chapter 11 that the people not only complained about their problems, but they complained about their provisions as well. The Lord had given the children of Israel manna to eat. The manna was a good and staple and versatile food. As we read here in verse 8, let's read that verse once again. The people went about and gathered it, ground it on millstones or beat it in the mortar, cooked it in pans, made cakes of it, and its taste was like the taste of pastry prepared with oil. The manna from heaven miraculously fell on the camp every night. But the people were bored with it. They were bored with God's provision for them, and they complained. And the Lord was displeased. Let me ask you this morning, do we complain about God's provisions for us? Not only his provisions for our physical and material needs, but his provision for our spiritual needs as well. You know, the manna is a spiritual picture of Christ. We know this from John chapter 6, where our Lord likens himself to the manna from heaven. John 6:41, Jesus said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. Christ is not only the means of our salvation, he is the spiritual food and sustenance for our souls as well. Let me ask you, is your soul satisfied with God's provision for you in Christ? Or are you complaining? We see that the children of Israel complained about their problems and their provisions because they were not content. Are you content in Christ, or are you complaining? The sin of complaining results from discontent in the human heart. Doctrinal point number two. The sin of complaining results in the discouragement of God's leaders. The sin of complaining results in the discouragement of God's leaders. Verses 10 through 15. Then Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, everyone at the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was greatly aroused. Moses also was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, why have you afflicted your servant? And why have I not found favor in your sight, that you have laid the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I beget them that you should say to me, carry them in your bosom, as a guardian carries a nursing child to the lamb which you swore to their fathers? Where am I to get meat to give to all these people? For they weep all over me, saying, give us meat that we may eat. I am not able to bear all these people alone, because the burden is too heavy for me. If you treat me like this, please kill me here and now, if I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my wretchedness." Here in these verses, we find Moses himself complaining. Why? Because he's very discouraged. He even wants to die. He is burned out from working with complaining people. Have you ever been that discouraged? It can happen, especially when you work with complaining people. Why is it that so many men and women in the Lord's work face burnout? One of the big reasons we see right here. When the Lord's people constantly grumble and complain, one result is that the spiritual leaders of the flock get very discouraged. "I don't need this job. I can't take it any longer. I can serve the Lord in other ways, in other places. I'm out of here." This is the number one reason why people leave the ministry today. They are discouraged from working with people, complaining people. I know several cases like this right now, and I'm sure you do as well. Now, what about your own spiritual leaders? Are they discouraged because of your complaining? Will you be the cause of them leaving the responsibility that God has given them? The sin of complaining results in the discouragement of God's leaders. Practical application. Don't crave the foods of Egypt. Don't crave the foods of Egypt. Question. Why did God's people get tired of his provision of the manna? Answer. They craved the foods of Egypt. Verses 5 and 6 once again. "We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes." In the spiritual picture here, Egypt represents the world. As God had redeemed his people out from the bondage and slavery of Egypt, so God has redeemed believers out of this world. But too often, we crave the spicy foods of Egypt. That is, the things of this world. When you crave what this world has to offer in entertainment and pleasure and other things, you can be sure that your desire for the things of the Lord will diminish. Notice verse 4. "Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, 'Who will give us meat to eat?'" Who's this mixed multitude? The mixed multitude here consisted of the Egyptians who had come up out of Egypt with the children of Israel at the time of the Exodus. It looks like they started the complaining about the manna. Now, do you see the spiritual picture here? If we're governed by mixed motives, wanting to serve the Lord, but also craving the things of the world. If we're governed by mixed motives, we cannot please the Lord. If we want to serve the Lord, but also want what the world has to offer at the same time, it won't be long before we're complaining about God's provision for us in Christ. Are you part of the mixed multitude this morning? Convicting, isn't it? Don't crave the foods of Egypt.